You're turned into the Radio Tees with DJ Phil Radio Tees. Your number one place for hearing all the classic oddities, one-hit wonders, comfort jams, and forgotten hits. Presented by Ridgewood Eats, the diner that doesn't know it's sponsoring this show. With co-host Jack Dempsey and whoever else might be around. Get ready for 35 to 70 minutes of non-stop toe tapping. Can your toes handle that? Let's find out.
Tuned in to episode 18 of the Radio Tees. I am happy to be your host, Philip Radiotis. Let's turn this up here. Whoa. Can we get a little stronger signal? There it is. Pushing the gate. And through the gate, we have The Left Bank with Evening Gown, a great song to start us off with. The Left Bank from New York City recorded this in 1967 for their album Walk Away Renee, Pretty Ballerina, which were the two singles, big singles for them, although this would prove to be the only record the original lineup would ever make. It's a brilliant record. I definitely recommend checking it out if you're a fan of Baroque pop. There's a lot of strings, a lot of really nicely put together harmonies and melodies analogous to, say, the Zombies, but with a little bit of a Revolver-esque Beatles sound. Very good record. It's a great song to start off the Radio Tees today, number 18. I also want to dress up in our evening gowns because this is the first Radio Tees in our new headquarters in Ridgewood, Queens, New York. We've made the leap to the big time. Happy to say that the studio is all set up and in better condition than ever before. We can't be happier, and so we're going to share this excitement and keep the ball rolling with Silver Apples and I Have Known Love.
I have known love, and love is one, and I have learned what truth denies. I drank the teardrops from her eyes. I have learned what truth denies. I drank the teardrops from her eyes, and I surrendered much too soon. I surrendered much too soon. I have learned. I never heard the warning voice. I never knew I had a choice. I never heard the warning voice. I never knew I had a choice. So I never wanted to return. I never wanted to return. I have sailed upon the boat that flew in there, was room to float. And I drank out of the magic air. I drank out of the magic air. As I sailed upon the boat, and I have slept inside the shade, encircled by the love we made. And I have slept inside the shade, encircled by the love we made. And I've kissed the face of dreams. Yes, I've kissed the face of dreams. I've slept inside the shade, and I have written on the glow that warms the sky with a rainbow. I have written on the glow that warms the sky with a rainbow. I've waited in its golden streams. I've waited in its golden streams. I have written on the glow, and I have danced between the stars to music sung by sweet guitars. And I have danced between the stars to music sung by sweet guitars. I've done some things that can't be done. I've done some things that can't be done. I've danced between the stars, and I have smiled inside the storm, reaching higher to keep warm. And I have smiled inside the storm, reaching higher to keep warm. I've known love and love as one. I've known love and love as one. I have smiled inside the storm. I've burnt my fingers upon the sun.
From their 1969 album, Contact, that is Silver Apples, comprised of Simeon and Danny Taylor on the drums. It's what is referred to as a cult classic, the Contact record. Very influential, very atonal, like weirdly put together, but so fun. And you can tell these guys are making music for their own reasons. And especially at the time, it's very refreshing to hear. I once saw these guys in the Silent Barn, numero uno, over there on Wyckoff Avenue. This was after the death of Danny Taylor. And Simeon was just playing solo, but Danny Taylor, the sound of his drums are recorded so well, and he's so groovy no matter what's going on any of those Silver Apple songs. So if you're a drummer and particularly take part in a two-piece formula, he's definitely a good drummer to listen to. Silver Apples taste great when you slice them up and put them in a music mix, but in terms of an afternoon treat, my favorite is a Macoun or a Honey Crisp. Fuji's are also delicious. I used to be particularly a green apple guy, but that has changed. I dig the blending of the reds and the greens, and that's where the sweet taste that speaks to me comes from. Another song with that sweet, sweet taste is Chiesa by our beautifully and softly voiced friend, Caetano Veloso.
Amor assim delicado, você pega e despreza. Não o devia ter despertado. Ajoelha e não reza. Dessa coisa que mete medo, pela sua grandeza. Não sou o único culpado. Disso eu tenho a certeza. Princesa. Surpresa, você me arrasou. agora me diga onde vou. Senhora serpente, princesa, amor assim violento, quando torna-se mágoa, é o avesso de um sentimento. Oceano sem água, ondas, desejos de vingança, nessa desnatureza, batem forte sem esperança. Contra a tua dureza, princesa, surpresa, você me arrasou. Serpente, nem sente que me envenenou. Senhora, e agora me diga onde eu vou. Senhora, serpente, princesa, amor assim delicado, nenhum homem daria. Talvez tenha sido pecado apostar na alegria. Você pensa que eu tenho tudo e vazio me deixa. Mas Deus não quer que eu fique mudo, e eu te grito esta queixa. Princesa, surpresa, você me arrasou. Serpente, nem sente que me envenenou. Senhora, e agora me diga onde eu vou. Amiga, me diga.
Fantastically sublime voice of Caetano Veloso here on the Radio Tees number 18. And looks like we have a special surprise guest coming. And Sharon, what are you doing here?
I live here, remember?
Oh, I forgot. So this is Sharon. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing well, so long as it's ladies' night, which it always is on the Radio Tees, is it not?
Of course it's ladies' night. It always is ladies' night here on the Radio Tees. Did you have a song that you might want to hear?
I do. My pick for this episode is This Will Be Our Year by The Zombies.
Ooh, that's a good one. What did you pick that for?
I just think it's a beautiful song. It's one of my favorite love songs. Sometimes the best love songs are the simplest.
Yeah, cool. I can get down with that. Well, great choice, and we're happy to see you here, and good to know you'll be stopping by more often. So
thanks for having me. I hope you remember I live here from now on.
I'll try. And here is The Zombies with This Will Be Our Year.
Our year took a long time to come. You don't have to worry, all your worry days are gone. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. And I won't forget the way you helped me up when I was down. And I won't forget the way you said, darling, I love you. You gave me faith to go on. Now we're there, and we've only just begun. This will be our year, took a long time. And this will be our year, took a long time to come. My, my, my.
From the fabulously misspelled 1968 album Odyssey and Oracle, that was The Zombies with This Will Be Our Year. Thanks again to Miss Steele for popping by and sharing that tune with us. Great to hear The Zombies on the radio tease, especially because we played the Left Bank and the two really cross colors very well, and it's good to do a A-B sort of justice to the both of them. As Sharon mentioned, it is Ladies' Night here on the Radio Tees, and you, if you tuned in and you're a lady and you're wanting to hear the voice of a sweetly souled maiden, you're in luck because we're going to play a song by a band called DeBarge, which many people will instantly recognize, but not many people will realize they have a fond relationship with. This is A Dream by Bunny DeBarge and the band DeBarge.
Thank you.
from their 1983 classic In a Special Way. That was Bunny and the rest of DeBarge with A Dream, the closer on what is a awesome record. Awesomely Motown, too, is one of the 80s magical Motown moments. The next record would prove to be the one which they are most famously known for, and that is called Rhythm of the Night, and you know that song. It's a brilliant tune. That was Bunny taking over the lead vocals for DeBarge on that one, and she wrote it herself as well. And of course, a lot of you may know that song as being sampled by Tupac and Blackstreet for I Ain't Mad at You and Don't Leave Me Girl, respectively, and probably a host of other songs. But just hearing that song just makes you sentimental and romantic and melancholy at the same time. Just the way those chords are put together, very genuinely emotional, and that's what made this record what it is. Now, I'd like to stay on the theme of the dream, if you will. Maybe we'll slumber a little while longer. After all, the average person dreams about 3 to 5 times per night, and sometimes up to 7, even if you don't realize it. 2 hours of a full 8-hour night sleep is spent in your dreams. It'd be really cool if I had an echo effect on that, in your dreams. I bet I can do it here. Here's one.
In your dreams.
We're pulling out all the stops here on the 18th Radio T, so let's keep it going with Rochelle Anderson with Wild Dreams.
I'm a singing superstar in my dreams, wild dreams, midnight fantasies, watching nothing but blue skies, hiding my white lies, blue skies, hiding my white lies, hanging on and on, hanging on to wild dreams, life of luxury, midnight fantasy. Private plane, I'm flying high, nothing but blue skies, hiding my white lies, in my dreams, wild dreams, midnight fantasies, I see nothing but blue skies, hiding my white lies, blue skies, hiding my white lies. Midnight fantasy. We'll be right back.
Dribble like magic, shoot like bird. Who wouldn't want to do that? Rochelle Anderson wants to do it, but it's just a dream, a wild dream. From the split single with a band called Hill, H-I-L-L, that was Rochelle Anderson with Wild Dreams. Came out somewhere in the late 80s. Don't really know too much about Rochelle Anderson. Don't really know too much about Hill. Just know it came out on Deerfield Records, a Milwaukee label, in the late 1980s. Yeah, I know he has another few songs, because if you look him up on YouTube, he has a few videos. And I know he's now an ABC anchor in Wisconsin. So if you're in Wisconsin, I don't know why you would be, but you may know Rochelle Anderson quite well. I wonder if he sings that song on the newscast or anything like that from time to time, or if it's just a secret that he's got this past life. But God, that is a great song. And the video is just as amazing. I definitely recommend you checking that one out. Let's go for the three-peat on Dreams. We heard Wild Dreams. Now let's hear Your Wildest Dreams. Taking it up a few notches on the Radio Tees, here's the Moody Blues.
Thank you.
Listen to those fluffy-haired angels sing. That was the Moody Blues with In Your Wildest Dreams. The Moody Blues have been around since the 1960s, the mid-1960s, and that was their 1986 top 10 hit, their first top 10 since Nights in White Satin in 1972, I believe. Great example of what a simple song with just a few 4-3-4 chords can do to your soul. It's a song about memory and how your dreams and your memory can affect each other. Have you ever had a dream about somebody that you've forgotten about, or you're very distant and the dream is so vivid that it's like no time at all had passed? That's what the Moody Blues are getting at in Your Wildest Dreams. And we love the almost Beach Boys-y kind of harmonies there at the end, and the bouncy synthy kind of bass. It does it to me in a good way. You know, it makes me think a little bit about an episode from the show Twin Peaks, where Major Garland Briggs talks to his son Bobby and recalls a dream that he had of Bobby. That was more than a dream, it was more like a vision. And I'd like to play a little bit of that for you.
Bobby, may I share something with you?
Okay.
A vision I had in my sleep last night, as distinguished from a dream, which is mere sorting and cataloging of the day's events by the subconscious. This was a vision, fresh and clear as a mountain stream. The mind revealing itself to itself. In my vision, I was on the veranda of a vast estate, a palazzo of some fantastic proportion. There seemed to emanate from it a light from within, this gleaming, radiant marble. I had known this place. I had, in fact, been born and raised there. This was my first return. Reunion with the deepest wellsprings of my being. Wandering about, I noticed happily that the house had been immaculately maintained. There had been added a number of additional rooms, but in a way that blended so seamlessly with the original construction, one would never detect any difference. Returning to the house's grand foyer, there came a knock at the door. My son was standing there. He was happy and carefree, clearly living a life of deep harmony and joy. We embraced, a warm and loving embrace. Nothing was held. We were, in this moment, one. My vision ended. I awoke with a tremendous feeling of optimism and confidence in you and your future. That was my vision of you.
You? Yeah.
I'm so glad to have had this opportunity to share it with you.
See you.
shining through. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Looking at life, living each minute again.
Looking at Life with Alice Clark from her 1972 LP, self-titled. Not too much is known about Alice Clark, and I gotta say I know less. But she has one hell of a voice, and that is one very well-produced soul record. If you happen to come across her full-length record, it's there out on the blog circuit. Just log in and take a look. One of the best things I like about that record is the little two-beat drum intro that precursors every song. Everyone is like, some... It's like, okay. It's a two-beat, okay. And then it goes right into the song. So, whatever's going on. But it's just that two-beat, let's go. But instead of it being that Motown, very more up-tempo little drum intro, it's just a more sinking into a groovy kind of feel. And so, I love that record. It's got some good hits. It's got a good rendition of I Keep It Hid, which I don't know if we played. I know we played one of Ray Charles' records, Love and Country Style, and he does a great version of I Keep It Hid on that record, and Alice Clark does a great rendition of it as well, so give that a listen. Well, I hate to break it to you, but we're coming up towards the end of the Radio Tease, but at least I'm going to break it to you gently with this awesome song by a band called The Planets, which I found by just looking at album covers on eBay and then doing some research. An album called Goonhilly Down that turned out to be very worthwhile for my ears. So we bid you fair adieu with them, The Planets. Break it to me gently. We'll see you next time on the Radio Tease.
Please tell me, bring it to me gently. You've been I see your point of view. I don't want confessions or a list of what you're gonna do. Given time, then you would see just how much you needed me. Consequently, gently tell me what you think you're gonna do. Tell me.